Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In the January 2021 issue of Liberty's Outlook, the monthly newsletter published by Liberty Coin Service, I reported century-to-date results for selected financial assets. From the end of 1999 through the end of last year, gold topped all of the assets I track, rising more than 550%. Silver came in third with an increase of 388%. The Russell 2000 index appreciated barely half that of gold. The NASDAQ, Dow Jones Industrial Average, and Standard & Poor's 500 were worse. A reader challenged this analysis. He said, if someone purchased a share of Coca-Cola for $40 102 years ago and still held it at the end of last year, the gain would have exceeded that of gold by about 200 times. He was right in two ways. First, you can pick any time period of analysis where the results may differ from a comparison of another time period. Also, there will always be individual stocks that perform well. However, he was also wrong. You don't know when a company is founded if it will perform phenomenally over time. Most companies fail or yield mundane returns. An investment in Knapp Stoughton Company in 1880, when it was the world's largest lumber company, was worthless 21 years later. If you own shares of Baldwin Locomotive Works, one of the world's largest companies at the beginning of the 20th century, it went bankrupt in the 1930s and failed 20 years later. There were 12 top-quality companies in the original Dow Jones Industrial Average 125 years ago. None remain in the average today. In fact, only one survives in business under the same name. Had an investor bought one share of each of these 12 companies at the creation of the Dow Jones Average, the long-term results would be a small fraction of that of Coca-Cola. The World Gold Council analyzed long-term portfolios that include a small percentage of gold against portfolios that do not own any gold. Overall, the long-term results of both portfolios are virtually identical. However, those who held gold experienced less volatility over the years. Just one more reason you need to own some physical gold and silver. That's it for today. Come back here next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.